Nothing More. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
You can save an estimated $100 a year on your water bill if you were to stop doing blank.
Showering.
No.
Bathing.
That's not the answer.
Brushing your teeth.
No, that's not the answer.
Using the dishwasher.
No, that's kind of, no, that's not it.
All right.
You can save $100 a year on your water bill if you stop doing blank. $100, that's a lot of money.
Am I doing it on my person or am I doing... Wait a minute. I just thought of something.
It's a distraction.
It's a distraction.
It's a distraction.
Okay. All right.
Caitlin, take a crack.
15 guesses. I know. Not right. So I'm out.
A distraction involving water. I don't know if it involves water or if it's something you...
It involves water, but this may distract you from your intended goal. You'll save $100 a year on your water bill if you would just stop blanking.
Wow.
Can we give a clue?
Sure.
It's actually something you do while you shower, and this is what's messing you up.
There you go.
How do you guys know what I do when I shower? That's my question.
Yeah.
See that little hole in the back of the wall, Marilyn?
No, I didn't see it.
Okay, we'll talk about that after the show.
I know what it is.
What is it?
Warming the water up before
no,
the shower.
It's not warming the water up. It's not warming the water up. Come on. It's 2019.
Making the water a little cooler so it's not so hot.
No. Is anyone texting anything? Let's see if anyone tried to guess.
Making a bath is what someone guessed.
No, that's not it. Okay, I'll tell you what it is. It is singing. If you would stop singing in the shower, you'll save $100 a year. Yeah, Marilyn, she's blown away. Look at her face. Blown away.
Okay, I'll pick shorter songs.
Okay. What is the shortest song on the show?
My longest song is Disco Inferno.
Right.
Which goes on
11 minutes long.
Well, because it has a damn intro.
Yeah, and then, you know.
The intro of that song is as long as full songs.
That's when the water goes on. Yeah!
God, I was born too late.
You were born too late.
I would have killed it back then.
I know. It's so good.
See these hands, girl?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
See these hips, girl? Whoa. I would have killed it. Anyway, if you would just stop singing in the shower, you'd save $100.
The words haven't even started yet. Look at the meter. The meter's running.
Chum 104.5.
Tom, hit the record scratch.
Wait, not yet.
Okay.
Now, ready? Hey, no, not yet.
You want the intro?
Okay, ready? It's coming.
Yeah, here it comes.
On right Chum 104.5.
Burn, baby, burn.
Let me tell you something. You could do the weather for today and the rest of the week and tell someone their lights are still on in the parking lot over the intro of that song.
That's great. Tom, you're getting way too into that.
He's lip syncing. He has a lip sync competition coming up.
If you would just turn the music off.
Yeah, hit the record scratch.
I know. And stop singing in the shower. You would save $100 a year on your water.
Now we're in my shower. Because I don't sing at all. This doesn't apply to me in any way.
I don't sing at all in the shower either.
I never sing in the shower.
Oh, see, I do. Sometimes I go, okay, get up. And I put on my, the Sonos or whatever. And I just go, what would you like to hear today? And I just go for it.
I didn't even realize people still doing it. What song are you singing in the shower? Tell us that.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
Text to 104536 and quit the singing in the shower so you can save some money.
If you're singing Burn Baby Burn in the shower, you got to turn that
or you
got to
head
down.
Look at the overhead shower as a disco ball.
Or you got to head to the clinic.
Am I wrong to live in the past a little bit?
No, it's cool.
Ah, yes. It's spring in Toronto and you saw all these cigarette butts everywhere. Because once the snow melts, the garbage,
is everything that's stuck in the snow starts falling to the ground, which is, necessary. It has to happen that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to all our trash collectors and people who keep the city clean. Yeah. We love you. Yeah. We need you right about now. Okay, Catherine, what's the perfect Toronto day for you, Catherine?
For me, it would be a summer night. I will always remember after going to a show or going to an art exhibit and you just go into Dundas Square and it's like peaceful. 2:30 in the morning, you're just sitting around with all of these friends you've had an amazing day with and it's like the city was made for you. It's just completely quiet. Someone one time broke out a guitar and it's like you could have been in Muskoka.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
But it's the combination of the quiet and all the lights and all the cityscape around you that makes it just like almost dreamlike. Yeah?
That's right. You're in a major city and you're having quiet time right in the heart of Toronto. That's amazing.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking forward to it.
What plans do you have this summer? Are you going to go any major concerts to do the same thing, to do a repeat performance?
Oh, yeah. I live outside of the city now, so when I go in there, it's like all day, full day Toronto. This summer, I'm doing Lion King and Queen in one day.
Wow. Wow.
Wow, that's going to be busy.
King and Queen.
King and Queen.
All right. Good for you. Thanks for letting us know. Those are another couple of great ideas. I might see you at Dundas Square at 2:30 in the morning on my way to work.
Yeah. Now, Tom, you said the beaches is your little
Well, yeah,
hangout,
the
right?
Boardwalk in the beaches area, which is where Caitlin grew up.
Oh, so you guys might bump into each other.
Oh, where I grew up? No, we probably wouldn't now, but I would go for a walk there still. Yeah. You just got to avoid the crowds around any sort of major volleyball event.
Oh, sure.
Because it becomes wild. You're better to head towards Balmy Beach than Ashbridges Bay.
Right.
That's where it becomes a little bit nuts.
Guys, we have some very important texts that I have to share with you.
Sure.
When you go to the St. Lawrence Market,
okay,
you have to go and get the Italian sandwich. There's an Italian sandwich place in the basement, says some guy from London, Ontario.
All right.
And then there's beers from Bellwoods Brewery in Trinity Bellwoods Park and people watching. And good point to be made, besides the Blue Jays and the CN Tower and Center Island and Harborfront, you know, if you take a walk with your dog, or you just take a walk, watch for the people. Don't look down at your phone, because you will see a movie star most likely walking their dog.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's true. You run into a lot of people. A lot of things are shot here in Toronto.
Sure.
So don't be
so stars will be just walking around, not killing time when they're not on set.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, we're setting up for spring. Clearly, we want it. It's on its way at 5:58 p.m. today. The equinox, as they call it, right? Is that what it is? The spring or something
the
like that?
The spring equinox or something. It's too scientific. All I
some
know
some scientific
is,
word.
It's time to change over some of the clothes in the closet.
Oh, gosh.
Get rid of that heavy parka.
What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
One of the biggest contracts in professional sports is trending, and it belongs to a Major League Baseball player for LA named Mike Trout. Guess how much he is going to sign for?
I don't want to.
Gajillions.
$430 million.
That's the best, and he's worth every penny, but they say it's not enough for him, really. Maybe.
Well, someone actually referred to this as being a bargain, and I thought, what?
Wait a year, who he's compared to.
He's being compared to Mickey Mantle, Ken Griffey Jr., and even Babe Ruth.
Whoa, easy.
This guy's an elite talent. I mean, he's already 2-time MVP. He's won like every award. People who follow baseball know that he's a big deal, but now his contract is as big of a deal as his reputation.
He's 27 years old.
What is he going to do with all that money? I can't wait to watch and see.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
In Hollywood, Wendy Williams is big trending news today because she's taken a lot of time away from her show recently, which you may know if you're a fan of her show, or even if you just read the tabloids. But she's back live, and she announced yesterday on her show that she has been living in a sober house. And here's what she had to say about her struggles.
And you know, I've had a struggle with cocaine in my past, and I never went to a place to get the treatment. I don't know how, except God was sitting on my shoulder and I just stopped. I go to several meetings and I see my brothers and sisters caught up in their addiction and looking for help. They don't know I'm Wendy. They don't care I'm Wendy. There's no autographs. There's no nothing. Only Kevin and Kevin have known about this.
Kevin, her husband, soon to be ex, I'm guessing, and her a son. So this has been, all was not right in her world for a very long time.
Yeah, so this is just another piece of that puzzle.
The puzzle, too, I just want to say, too, is that they're not, their marriage is not on the best of terms right now for various reasons. And, of course, she, I don't know if you guys know this, but she broke her shoulder right before Christmas. So that led her into other problems. So at least I like the clarity of it. Yeah. And I think that she got in front of the story because I think people already started kind of, oh, I know what's wrong.
Yeah.
And anyway, it's good to see her back on TV.
Yeah, and we're wishing her well in her recovery. Yeah. And good for her for being honest. Mm-hmm. The city of Toronto breathed a sigh of relief last night after that Amber Alert for a 5-year-old girl taken from her school by her father ended with her being found safe, her father taken into police custody, but then later released with no charges laid against him. Now, I know he's just starting to do some interviews, just starting to speak with media, so we're going to try to figure out what's the deal there. What happened? Because everybody got that alert and wondered, oh my gosh. And the moon is trending because a rare full worm supermoon will rise over Toronto this week. The best time to catch This is after sunset today and tomorrow. We're not going to be seeing another super worm moon until 2030. They call it the worm moon because it coincides with the first day of spring.
I couldn't even call it the flower moon. Like, God.
You know, obviously the marketing department.
Good Lord.
The marketing department was off that day.
You know what, Jamar? We're going to put an official request into the moon's marketing department. Can you please rebrand this as a flower moon? We'd really appreciate it.
The tulip moon. I would really, really more likely look at the tulip moon than the damn worm moon.
You're right. It's time for a rebrand on this.
Yeah. I'm with
How
you.
Often does it happen?
It happened 19 years ago was the last one. We're not going to see it again until 2030. So just after sunset tonight and tomorrow, take a peek.
The eTalk Entertainment Update, brought to you by the IKEA Kitchen Event. Get up to 20% back in IKEA gift cards on kitchen purchases over $1,000 up to April 8th. What up, Tyrone?
Well, good morning, chum listeners. I've got some really cool, interesting news.
Yeah, in his lower voice register. I see what you're doing.
Oh, come on. This is my regular voice. Okay. So I don't know if you guys love Cardi B or not, but I do.
I love her.
I don't know if you love J-Lo or not, but I kind of do. And together, they are going to be on screen. Now, J-Lo has had some hit or misses in terms of acting over the years, but she's had some really cool movies. But it's time for Cardi B to enter the realm of acting. Now, as we do know, in real life, she was a stripper at one point and then now is a superstar artist. But she's going back to the screen to act as a stripper. J-Lo and her are going to be teaming up together. What is that?
She's not the only ex-stripper in the room.
Wait, what other ex-strippers are there in here? Let me know, Tom.
Everybody has a song. Everybody has a song. That was mine.
Okay. Oh. Oh,
that's how you get discovered. Yeah,
good
never
morning,
got never Marilyn. Got to the big screen though. Just if you guys believe that you're crazy. Anyway,
that's
gonna be a great movie.
I think it's gonna be a great movie. We've got, it's a great storyline.
Yeah.
The strippers that band together to try to get revenge from these rich Wall Street clients of theirs. So it's them. They've also got. From Crazy Rich Asians, Constance Wu.
Oh, okay. She's great.
Yeah, we got Julia Stiles and Keke Palmer. Love Keke
Palmer. Kiki, look at her.
Who is that?
Keke Palmer, she's young, talented.
Where would I see her?
She was at the MMVAs is where I kind of fell in love
with
her.
Oh, I know who she is now.
Yes, you remember?
Yes, I know who she is.
So
yeah, sure.
It's going to be good. I mean, we've got an amazing lineup, a great storyline.
And plus, those two look terrible when they're doing the stripping thing, right?
Oh, they're going to...
That's not the draw.
Imagine J-Lo scantily clad, like...
Can I imagine?
What's that about?
Can we imagine?
Daily. What are you talking about? All right. That's cool. Cardi B, or is she going to be a good actress?
Yes.
Or
she's going to be good. I think Cardi B is great at anything because she's so authentic to herself. She's playing a role that she lived, right?
So, that's right.
You allow art to mimic life.
Yeah. And you might remember Keke Palmer from Aquila and the Bee back in the day when she was younger.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
So. Then also of someone else I'm a big fan of, James Corden. He'll be returning to the Tonys. He hosted the Tonys for the 70th, and this is 2019 makes the 73rd. So he'll be back. He'll be great. He'll be funny. He'll be entertaining. The nominations for the Tonys don't go out until April 30th. And of course, eTalk will report on that. So hopefully I'll be here in the morning to share those nominations with you.
Great.
And it's happening at one of my favorite venues in New York City, Radio City Music Hall. If you've never been, try to watch a show there. It is amazing. And then Woodstock has been announced, the 50th anniversary. Wow. 50th anniversary comes this August, and we've got some really good acts on the lineup. The Killers, Miley Cyrus, The Lumineers, Run the Jewels, and more. And then Saturday is India RE, Chance the Rapper. Have I said anybody that you like yet?
I love them all. I'm just thinking about what is so amazing. It is the 50th anniversary.
Right.
And you know, the way they marketed it then, they're doing it again this time. You know, with the dub, with the guitar. I love that. That's so vintage. But people that were there before, like Santana and David Crosby and John Fogerty and John Sebastian and Melanie, some of these names you don't know, but they were there at the first one. So if you see any footage,
wow.
Can you imagine?
At the first one?
At the first one.
Whoa.
You know, like Fogerty, you know, Creedence Clearwater Revival. He's 73 years old.
Phew.
Like, but they're and Santana. We were talking about Santana earlier.
Yeah,
how he's just kind of kept very current as you know the decades progress.
Oh my God, are we going?
Of course we're going.
Well, let's
only, so we've already calculated. It's only a 6-hour drive.
It's I've got a new one. Four hours and seven minutes.
August, that's like a kind of a slow time for us.
August 16th through 18th, everybody.
Jay-Z's going to be there, too.
Yeah.
Who's rolling around the mud with me?
I want to go.
No.
Did you? For me, I watched Woodstock footage, and I was just like, you know, I was like, oh man, I wish I could have been there.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why that's going to be so cool. Don't go away, because we have to talk about your dating situation.
Okay, Warren, E-Talk tonight at 7 p.m.
All right, on CTV.
And we go from a California girl to a Canada girl.
A Calgary girl.
A Calgary girl, even better. Uh-huh. Jan Arden in the house.
Hey! Woo! Big day today.
It is a very big day, and it's pretty special, and I feel overwhelmed and a little bit emotional, so I'll probably be crying on and off throughout the day.
Well, today you get the privilege of enjoying the half-hour comedy about Jan Arden, who's in the show Your Star Is Fading. Is that what they're saying?
Oh, it's fading. You always have to figure out where to drop the story. Like, where does the story start? So the family's in chaos. My sister's pregnant. My TV mom is going down the road of dementia. And my relationship is very terrible. Relationships.
Yes.
And the career, not so good. It's, you know, I'm getting paid in dairy products.
That is one of the funniest scenes of the pilot I've ever seen in my life, of the debut tonight. By the way, your show is on tonight on CTV at 8:30. It's called Jan. So it's very similar to your life in some ways.
Oh, yeah, for sure,
and very
Matt.
Dissimilar in a lot of ways. So your mom with the dementia situation.
Yeah.
You don't have a sister, but your mom had a sister. Right.
My mom only had a brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I have two brothers. Thing. And, you know, any of my girlfriends that I talk to that have had like 3-4 sisters,
yes,
I'm like what's
me.
It like having a sister? They're like, don't do it. It's hell. It's terrible. You're not missing out on anything. Like, thank God you had brothers. So it was an 11th hour call from the executives at CTV, and it was a good call. Marketing people, branding people know what they're doing. I was like Cindy Church. I was like, I don't even know what my name is.
Oh, another name for
The show was called Will You Remember Me, I think was one of the working titles. And somebody stepped in and they said, you know what? Is it okay? Can you just be Jan?
Okay.
And we went from there. We didn't change the story. I was still a singer-songwriter, but I had to attach myself onto it, which made total sense.
The thing that's not true about a lot of this show is that your star is fading. Okay, this is the year of Jan.
Well,
so much going on in your life,
but it's time put in, Marilyn, and you know that better than anybody. You guys know that. It's a culmination of 25, 30 years of relationships.
Yes. Mm.
And you call in favors, you have your chips to, you know.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't have said it better, Jan. That is what the key to, I think in most industries, not just entertainment, but when you're there for the party and you've actually met everyone in the room, things actually start happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can get the opportunities, Jamar, but you can't. If you don't capitalize on them, then the door closes again. So when you are given these opportunities, you do your very best. So I'm surrounded, we were talking about that before we went to air, is hundreds of people. I mean, you should see this room right now, ladies and gentlemen. There's 73 people.
Really?
But only two names on the show.
Right, right.
So,
but you've got so many people supporting you and doing things. And you and I were saying, you know, that is what makes it happen. And then when it all goes to that, we're the ones that are responsible for it.
You know, before you got in the room, they were briefly telling me about the story of your discovery.
Yeah.
Something about a cassette tape. And can you just tell that really quickly?
Quickly?
I think people would be...
It was the last bastion. I'd been sending cassettes out for years.
Yeah.
And we were down to like the last label. It was A&M at the time, which is now Universal.
Okay.
And I had 10 acoustic songs on a cassette. My manager at the time said, let's send it to them. Young guy, Alan Reed, 26 years old, got the cassette, listened to it, phones the manager back a couple of days later. He goes, you know what? I don't get it. I'm sorry. It was the 90s, early 90s. Nirvana,
sure.
Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
It was
Stone Temple Pilots,
on the West Coast.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was 26. He wanted his first signing to be like, yes.
Something loud and depressing.
I want to make a name for myself. Anyway, fast forward. Good things come from bad things. His fiance, Jill Schnell, I hug her every time I see her. They were supposed to get married, and she broke it off. She's like, I don't love you the way I should love you. Fast forward. Alan has to lick his wounds, you know, do that. He comes back to work, whatever, a few weeks or a week later. Guess whose cassette is still in his car? He turns it on. The first song that's on there was a song called I Just Don't Love You Anymore.
Oh!
And it resonated with him. He then phoned my manager back. I had already cried and said, well, I guess this is it. I need to move on. And he said, I don't know if Jan Arden will ever sell a record, but I'm going to sign her. And I've been with Universal for 26
years. Whoa! Wow.
So,
I'm going to talk about the stars story. Lining up
well,
for
good
fantastic.
Good things come from bad things. Something yeah. bad for him. But, you know, it's really made our careers. Alan is now the head of the Junos. So Alan puts the Junos on every year. He's an incredible person, and he took a chance on me.
Did he ever get married?
He did. He married good. Kim Stockwood. They have two beautiful sons.
Wow. I know.
And he's okay. happy he met the love of his life, and Jill met the love of her life, and onward and upward we go. I'm still very alone. So I'm accepting offers. At this point, like Marilyn and I have talked about this, it's just people with their own hair and teeth at this point.
Wow.
You don't even have to have a job.
That's
seriously.
Right.
This guy Tyrone just walked out the studio. You might want to give him a call.
Well, Jan, congratulations. Today is a really special day. Jan is debuting tonight, 8:30 p.m.
Thank you, guys.
On CTV. Looking forward to it. And listen, what a great travel log for Calgary and Alberta. It's so beautiful.
It looks gorgeous.
It looks gorgeous because it is.
Big shout out to everybody in my hometown and all the people across Canada. Tune in tonight and thank you so much in advance.
Check
That's
it on CTV tonight. Hey, take a listen to this, yeah?
Okay.
Just listen
Here
to this.
Go. Here you go.
It's my pet parrot, pterodactyl.
Oh, that's our little Kofi. Oh, that's our little Kofi McNeil.
Or he's a velociraptor.
What a sweet boy.
Yeah, those are the good noises. Those are the ones you like.
But there's that you say around 8 o'clock now.
Yeah,
that,
right, 8 o'clock, all hell breaks loose. Just like, bro, relax. And the only thing I could do to get him really, really to chill out, he loves going in the stroller, and I'm doing laps around the apartment with the stroller. Like, he wants to just be in a car or something.
Yeah,
maybe he's a race car driver.
I've done that. I used to take him my son into the car because he couldn't sleep, and I used to drive around the neighborhood.
Yep.
Because that would just... Right, Tom? Did you do that with your boys?
Absolutely. My youngest couldn't sleep, but he could sleep in his car seat.
Yeah.
And then, his mom works from home.
Yeah.
She's on the phone, and she's looking at me. She's like, yo. And I'm like, all right, pick him up. And I'm like, I put him in the stroller, just rolling him around. Then we're in the hallway, and it's like, if I don't do that, the crying is so loud, and now I'm really self-conscious because I'm like, I live around people. This is community living. Can people hear what's going on in this place?
Wow.
It sounds like I have like a really angry munchkin in the house. I just really wonder if they could hear it. And if they do, at some point I may get the guts and call the neighbors and be like, hey, just out of curiosity, do you hear anything coming from our place? Anita on the line. What do you hear coming from your neighbor's place, Anita?
I hear snoring.
What? What? You can hear it that much?
Yes, very loudly.
Well, are your beds kind of butted up against one another, the same wall?
Gotta be.
I have no idea. I believe so. It's an attached townhome.
Oh.
And almost every night I hear this loud snoring.
All right, Anita, we need a recreation of the snoring that you hear next door.
It's like...
And what kind of animal do you think is making that noise?
I don't know.
Okay.
So
wow, so if she could hear snoring, my neighbors definitely hear a crying baby, right? Man, all right. Well,
I think so.
Do you plan on confronting the neighbor about the noise, or are you just going to let it ride?
You know what? I had an opportunity once. He did ask me if we could hear anything, and I was too polite. I had to say no.
What are you doing? Drop the Canadian-ness for 1 second. Let him know. You're snoring, bro. Like,
you know, you'll see him again, and you're going to say, about that snoring thing, you know what? I do hear you in the night. I would do it.
You had such an opportunity.
Yeah, she is really a nice person.
Too nice.
I want you as my neighbor, too.
Oh, thank you. I love hearing you guys every morning.
Thank you so much. Hey, out of curiosity, too, do you think your neighbors could hear anything coming from your place? Are you loud at all? Or?
I don't think so. I think we're pretty quiet neighbors, but maybe we'll take up drums. Maybe the drums.
Take up
too.
Drums. Okay. Thank you, Anita.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Here's a good one here about my neighbor yells at everyone in her family, kids, hubby, everybody. Ugh. I remind her all the time we live in a subdivision.
Oh, wow.
We can hear all. That's pretty amazing when you hear that. Yeah.
texter says, I live at the opposite end of the distillery from Jamar, and I can hear his baby. Really? Really?
Are the windows closed? Are the windows closed?
Anyway.
All right.
And a funny note I found here to the couple who spent the night screaming at each other's face off.
Yeah.
Break up.
It's over.
Wow.
Thanks. Yeah. The residents of Chicago. Wow. Very interesting. Okay, well, community living, guys. Reminder. I'm going to call this neighbor. I promise you, I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, or just leave him a note under the door. Say, hi, you know, we've got a new baby, and I just want to make sure that, you know, everything's cool.
From what I'm told, a very interesting conversation happened when I was gone with Etalk's Tyrone.
That's right. So Tyrone Edwards is here, and we want to follow up with a conversation with you, Tyrone, when Jamar wasn't here about, singlehood.
Okay, please, so do. We were talking about dating terms. We got into breadcrumbing, which is just a cute word for leading somebody on. And then we started talking about cuffing season, which starts around winter weather. It's when you want to hibernate with someone indoors so you settle down.
Sure.
But now, coinciding with the first day of spring, is uncuffing season.
Oh, wow. This is when you go our separate ways.
Yes, and because everybody in the room here is permanently cuffed.
Cuffed.
We thought that we would
shackled.
Ask... Yeah, okay.
Well, someone's not in here, and they're wearing black and white as if they're an inmate.
So we wanted to ask...
I'm not in bondage.
No.
Mine is my outfit.
Even though your shirt says otherwise.
Will you be uncuffing, Tyrone?
You're already uncuffed.
Let me hang that up. He's
already done.
Listen, I didn't cuff.
You didn't cuff this year.
No, I didn't. I decided not to cuff because my heart's not ready to cuff.
I got you.
My goal is to be single. Is that okay?
Your goal is to be single?
Is that all right? Like, I mean, listen, I've always been in a relationship. Always been the relationship type guy. High school, college.
Sure.
Early 20s. Now I'm 37. I'm 37 and single. Listen, I got a credit card.
Yeah.
I got a passport.
Yeah.
I got a good job.
That means the world is your oyster.
Okay. Listen, I take care of myself. I just want to be single for a little bit. Let me see what's going on.
Okay, so what you want to do is something that's a lost art. You want to date. You don't want to commit. You just want to date.
Yeah.
Am I right or no?
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I want to date. I want to go on a cute dinner. I don't. You know what it is? I don't want the responsibility of being like. I'm not ready.
You don't want to have to call after and say, "Hey, did you enjoy that?" You just want to be able to be like, "Boom."
So we asked you to give your Instagram handle.
Yeah.
Thinking that maybe some Chum listeners would slide into your DMs.
Nothing.
How'd that go? Crickets.
Ready? It was like this.
It sounded like.
Maybe we didn't promote that properly.
Oh,
Caitlin, no. Let's try it
maybe
again.
Maybe we didn't. Or maybe you need to say, like, the kind of, like, person that you're into right now in this
Tinder,
moment.
Chinder.
Yeah. On Tinder.
Okay. So, okay, for me, I just want somebody that's fun. Like, I want somebody that's fun, and I want somebody that is mindful, and someone that isn't looking for anything in particular. Just, you know, open mind.
NSA, no strings attached.
No strings attached.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're compelled to hang out again, we hang out again. And if not, you know, I'll like your pictures from time to time on Instagram. Keep it moving.
Needy people not apply. Okay. All right. Well, listen, we're going to keep track of this.
Keep it simple.
Okay. We're going to send it out there. If you get any DMs, we need to know about it. And we're gonna make summer 2019 the best summer of your
Look
life.
Look at this.
Look who's got the credit card in the back. He's all grown up, our Tyrone.
I drive a fast car.
Chum connection. Look at that.
Yeah.
Love
it. Oh, actually, wait. At Mr. M, in case you guys
missed it. No,
you're easy to find. Well, listen, you'll figure it out.
No. I got zero.
So, don't do it again.
MR1 LOVETO. Mr. One Love TO.
And if you just search for Tyrone Edwards, it also comes up.
Yeah, do that. Tyrone Edwards. And listen, I don't care what color, size, where you are, don't matter. Just, you know, just holler at me. Just have good vibes. Lead with love. That's it.
Where were you like 30 years ago?
I was in a relationship.
All right.
Thus the new change of heart, right?
We are watching out for you. This
okay,
is going to be a good
time. Thank you, guys.
Summer.
I love you guys, and I know you love me back.
Uh-huh.
This is the best time of year to...
uncuff.
To uncuff and to put the feelers out there.
Yeah.
Flowers are blooming.
Yeah, we're
birds and bees.
Mm-hmm.
Hey! Get up! Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show. Chum 104.5.